Cedric.
4-H checks. Make sure I'm legal there.
Till later today. We're headed down. Let me turn this radio down, Patrick. We're headed down to get Bernice and... What are they taking, an ultrasound? Echocardiogram. And I sat out there in the chair and almost fell asleep. She said, we gotta hurry up. I don't feel good today. I don't know what it is, but I called in and asked the nurse about my white blood count being high, and she said that I wasn't supposed to do a lot of physical activity while I had that stent in me. Well, they didn't tell me that. Yeah, we're lifting, and I lifted some, third of a bucket of sand at a time, and it was wet sand, though. We cleaned out the chicken pen yesterday and put in new wood chips and stuff like that, and she said she thinks I just overdoing it, but they're going to call me back if it turns out to be a urinary tract infection tomorrow.
Hopefully you just overdone it and a little rest will take care of it.
I do feel crummy, and I don't know how to explain it. That's what I told her. I said, I don't know, I just don't feel right. But when I seen that, when I looked at my charts, it kind of alarmed me because it was supposed to be 5, and it was 96. But she said that's probably because your body's fighting off that shunt that they put in me. She said it's over a foot long. Well, he didn't tell me not to work or anything. And, of course, we have to limit our lifting in that. Usually, I won't lift over 10 pounds, but I got to admit I did yesterday.
Going out, wasn't you?
Not to, that she'd get it, but I worry about her and that new hip because it don't heal for 12 weeks.
It's halfway healed.
So she says it's halfway healed now. Hard-headed Austrian.
With you, so that's all I gotta say.
You're the luckiest guy in the world. Wasn't that a tragic thing about that airliner crashing? I saw that late last night. I was just thumbing through the channels, and when it come up, it was on Samsung and it was on Fox, and they usually have things first, and they did. And I watched it a little bit, and then I went over to the regular local news, and it was the same thing. Come from Wichita, Kansas. I used to work right there at Learjet, right there by the airport, for a little while when I first got out of high school. And I've been out there many times over many years when I was a kid, because my aunts and uncles all lived out there, and Bernice's kinfolk lived out there. So I know it well, and that was tragic. I think they said something like 64 perished.
Like that. I didn't hear an exact number. It was 60-something. But yeah, it was tragic. But Tom, Miss Bernice, I have backed into my next stop, so I need to try to keep moving today. You be careful out there, and I look forward to seeing y'all this afternoon. KO4H kicks, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Good to hear you. Maybe we'll catch you a little later. This is NJRLTR, Wade Hampton, and 101.